All the exercises you're going to be doing are designed to reprogram your central nervous system. This is so because it is your central nervous system that's the interface between your body, your actions, the real material world, and your mind, the more abstract, the more spiritual world of your thoughts. You may find yourself wanting to do something, but you can't really translate that into action if your central nervous system is not going to cooperate with it. So your nervous system is your tool. It's a way through which you can actually make your thoughts manifest in the physical world, so that when you actually want to go out and do something with confidence, you can actually go ahead and do it without hesitation, without any feelings, without any lump in your throat, without any bad feelings in your stomach, the pit of your stomach, being uneasy, none of that. Not being nervous, not being stressed out, all of that. All of that you can accomplish by allowing your mind to give the right commands to your nervous system and letting your nervous system do the right thing. But you have to tell it what the right thing is. And that's part of what we're doing here with these exercises. And I want you to start reprogramming your central nervous system by doing the following. Every time that you have to go out and do an exercise outside of your home, even if you have to do it inside your home, every time you do an exercise, but particularly if you have to do it outside with other people, I want you to keep in mind this and actually keep this in your body. I want you to do the exercise with a smile on your face. That's right. You're going to be smiling throughout the exercise. For some of you, this is going to be a very simple thing to do. You're going to even start wondering, is this really an exercise? Is this what I do every day? Anyways, great. If that's your case, keep on doing it. For others, this is going to be a hard exercise, a difficult one. It may seem easy, but it may not turn out to be as easy. Why? Because you're not that used to smiling in public, are you? Whether you're an expert at smiling or this is something new, I want you to go in front of a mirror. You can go ahead and do it right now. Pause the CD if you want and go right now in front of a mirror. And when you go there, I want you to smile. And practice smiling. Do it for 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long it takes you for you to get a natural smile on your face. And you're going to then close your eyes and feel how that smile feels. Notice what it does to your central nervous system. Notice how it feels on your face. Because you will learn to recreate that smile unconsciously every time you go out to do any of the exercises of super confidence. This is very important. Do not begin doing any of the exercises until you actually know how to smile. It may seem silly to some of you, or it may not. Either way, it doesn't matter. You have to do it. And something else that you have to do before you begin the exercises. After you've mastered your smile, I want you to sit down somewhere and write down your objectives. What it is that you want to get out of doing the exercises. So let me put it in that another way. What you expect to get out of these exercises. Write down everything you expect to get from doing these exercises. Every benefit you expect from doing the super confidence exercises. And then I want you to write down everything that you know you will get from doing the super confidence exercises. And those two things must match. So if there's any discrepancy there, write down what the discrepancy is and write down next to it why exactly there is a discrepancy. Those two things should match. So go ahead now, find a notebook, a piece of paper. You should actually keep a notebook for super confidence for the next 10 days or so. Get a notebook, sit down, pause the CD, and write these down. Go ahead. Now that you have done those two things, you need to understand one more thing. Actually, you need to understand several more things. So let's start with this. I already mentioned that you really need to keep your energy levels up while doing these exercises. That's why I told you that if part of your daily routine is to go to the gym or exercise in any way, you should keep up those exercises. Because you need to keep your energy levels up throughout these exercises. The more energy you have, the easier it is to change your unconscious programming. This is the fact. The more energy you have, the more easy it gets. The easier it gets to change your central nervous system and the way it reacts to things, different stimuli around you. So you need to keep your energy levels high. Therefore, do the following and avoid the following. Avoid emotional states that drain you. Avoid stress. Avoid anger. Avoid sadness. Avoid fear. Now, we're going to be working with fear a lot, a little bit with anger, so. But outside of the exercises, just get rid of everything that stresses you out. I mentioned this already before, but I got to mention it again because it's really important. Get rid of everything and anything that stresses you out or puts you in a not so good emotional state while you're doing the exercises. Also, eat right. Just avoid eating crap. Avoid eating stuff that you know is going to make you tired. Just cut down on the donuts or whatever it is that you know you should not be eating. Just avoid that. Keep a good diet, at least for the next 10, 12, 13 days. This is really important. This is really, really important. You need to keep your energy levels high. Now, something else you really need to do every day. Every day. You will commit to listening to the exercise CD, CD number 2. Now you will notice what the exercises on that CD do, and I'm going to guide you through them when you listen to the second CD. However, you must commit from now on for the next 10 days, and for longer if you want better effects, to listen to CD number 2 every day. It won't take you too long. But just after you listen to it once, notice how long it took you to listen to it and do the exercises, and take that time out every day and do those exercises. Those are key. Those are really important relaxation exercises that I need you to do each and every one of the 10 days. In fact, you may even want to take a few days, 3 or 4 days before you begin the Super Confidence Program, just to listen to this, to CD number 2 each and every day for those like 2 or 3 days before beginning the program. Or you can begin the program, but just make sure you can actually do those exercises. Those are really, really important, and they're going to make everything else in Super Confidence work so much better. And remember, as with everything that I do, every CD that I record on any product I'm on, any product you will listen to that I'm in, there is not much stuff you can discard. There's no fluff. So go ahead and listen to this CD once again. Just listen to it one more time. And go over everything I've said so far. Everything I said so far is really important. I did not add extra unimportant stuff. There's none of that. Everything is really important, and everything you need is going to be explained. However, you must remember that I explained it. So go ahead, listen to this CD one more time before you go on to the next one. Okay? Go ahead and do that now. If you have any questions, write them down. Because maybe later, as you listen to the other CDs, the questions will be answered. If not, write down your question and try to answer it yourself. Try to answer it yourself 3 times. Go ahead, once again, listen to this CD, and when you're done, you can wait until tomorrow to listen to the next one, or you can right away go on to CD number 2. And once again, CD number 2 is the only one you have to listen to every day. The other ones, you can listen to them every day if you want to or not, it doesn't matter. However, listen to them in order. Like, don't skip to CD number 4 before listening to CD number 3. Don't do that. Don't listen to CD number 3 before listening to CD number 2. Okay? But other than that, the only requirement as far as what to listen when is CD number 2 every single day. And of course, do the exercises there. See, it's a guided exercise. It's a very relaxing guided exercise on that CD. It's not too long, it's kind of short. We kept it short so that you could actually do it every day, because if you made it too long, then you may have a difficulty finding time to do it. So I kept it really short for you, but you have to commit to do it every day. Listen to it every day and do the exercises. I'm repeating this over and over again because it's really, really important. Okay? There's always someone out there who forgets to do this or decides not to do this and then wonders why the whole thing did not work as well as it should have. Well, follow every single step. Follow directions. If you follow directions, everything will go as planned. Remember, I'm condensing years of training into 10 days. So you really have to get on with the program and do things as I describe them to you. Go ahead, and when you're ready, you can go on to CD number 2.